Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's time to tee off with Dirt and Sprague.
That's a great shot without swing.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Cool on, my son. Get it out there. That's more like it.
The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Well, that's more like it, huh? 6 a.m.
What is happening? Full show today. Not getting shortchanged by 10 minutes.
So I left yesterday kind of later than I normally do. Couldn't find my keys.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting here just in time. And the wife saw the start of the show wasn't on, and she's like, "What happened? 40 minutes, huh?"
I'm like, "What's going
no,
on there?
No.
What took you so long? Why was the show late? Couldn't start without you.
Not my fault.
It should be a new policy. If one of us is late, we just don't start the show. Just refuse. I'm not doing the first 7 minutes while you're in traffic. Screw that, dude. That'll pay me enough to do that.
It is a bad feeling if we're late, though. It's like,
Wait till Spray gets here. I'm boycotting the start of this show, and I'm not beginning until 6:09. Welcome. Now we can play the intro music. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Hey, how was Barry Manilow?
Barry was fantastic. So the last time he was here was 10 years ago. We figured that out.
He did not steal your wife last night.
No, okay. Did not.
Good to know.
Did not. We had great seats, about 20 rows back.
Wow.
Floor. Nice view of the stage. It was fantastic.
The seats look really good. And the picture you sent, those look like phenomenal seats.
It was great seats.
How much, this might be a TMI. How much do floor seats at Barry Manilow set you back?
Is that TMI?
I don't know. Some people don't like talking about how much money they spend on things.
I don't exactly know because it was friend of a wife, of the wife who's like loves Barry and her.
She throw her bra up there?
Woo, no, she
Barry!
Did not. No. No.
Be cool if she did.
I want to say 150, 160
per ticket. Oh, Barry. Okay.
It might be more, it might be less, but I think it's in that ballpark.
Yeah, I was guessing maybe 75, 80 bucks for Barry Manilow at this point, but Barry Manilow's still a big name.
Well, one,
and you don't
know
if you're ever going to see him again. If he's not coming around every 10 years. This is it.
Shocked if
he's alive in 10 years.
I mean, he's 82. Yeah.
I think he's just going to be doing his residency in Vegas, wherever it is after. I don't know if there's other stops on this tour, but he could only go about an hour, 40 minutes, which was last time it was like 2:15, close to 2:30. And he had an opening act that was absolutely atrocious and hideous. And
so he did have an opening act last night.
Well, it was a a bad Vegas comedian. It was bad.
Was it Luke Anderson? Did Luke Anderson open for Barry Manilow too? Is he the new opening act
Luke
for everybody?
Luke would have slayed compared to this guy.
Call Luke Anderson a bad Vegas comedian?
No, but he's opening for people now. This is a thing. He opened for Jeremy Piven. I didn't know if he got Barry Manilow in there too.
No.
It's like his new shtick. He just calls people. You need an opening act?
No, we were convinced that this had to be some, redheaded stepchild of the tour promoter or somebody.
A nepo comedian.
And Barry's like, okay, I want these people to get, two and a half hours of their money's worth, but I can't do that anymore.
I can't last that long.
But, oh, man, it was like jokes that are older than me. It was so bad.
You don't care that I say this, but like, I'm pretty confident in saying I didn't pay that price for my six rows back at Garth Brooks.
You definitely didn't, because he fixes his prices. Yeah, every that's ticket right, in the, every seat's the same price.
Wasn't it like $50 or something?
I think it's a little bit more than that, but it wasn't $150. Crazy. Yeah. I think it was less than $100. And that's like one of his big things on tour is that he does not allow secondary sale of tickets and that every seat in the building is the same
price. He's one of the few artists that can dictate terms to the tour promoters.
Oh, for sure. Like he's such a big name. Yeah. This is if you want me, this is how you're going to do it.
I just feel and they like say, if sure, you're we'll going do it that to way. A concert at a big venue of somebody that is a name of any, you're paying $100.
Price fixing needs to be, it needs to happen more in life.
It for sure does.
Yeah. I get, everybody wants to make more money, but like, I even looked at merch for the Portland Fire because they had their big celebration the other day.
I already saw a billboard up on my way home yesterday. That was quick.
Well, I like the logo.
The logo's cool.
You know, it's cool, whatever. So I went to their link for their actual merch.
What are we talking?
Women's standard t-shirt.
Just a regular run-of-the-mill t-shirt.
$45, $40.
$45.
Yeah, $45 for a t-shirt.
And I'm like, what?
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
I went to the unisex one because, of course, they don't have a men's. It's either unisex or it's women.
Ah, okay.
And the unisex was sold out. Now, it's same price. And I'm like, what? What?
It's a t-shirt.
What size are we in unisex? You just get normal male size in unisex?
I think it's the same size.
It's the double medium size.
Yeah. The medium double X?
The medium double X? Can I need a triple X if it's unisex? Is it going to be shorter than a male shirt? I'm a little confused right now.
So, yeah, price fixing in a lot of areas of society, it needs to start happening. Or otherwise, people are they're realizing this. Do you speak of Vegas? I just talked to somebody. I cannot remember who I talked about this with, but I had just seen an article about Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I know Danny went to Vegas, but it wasn't Danny. It was somebody else I was talking about Vegas, and they basically were like, it is depressing in Vegas right now.
Nobody's going to Vegas.
No, nobody's. Who's going anywhere?
Yeah. It doesn't
Everything's seem like, expensive. It's ridiculous.
Everything is way too expensive. Now, does that then lead to a fall off of making it more affordable to go to Vegas, or are they just going to hold their prices firm?
I see.
Because that's the only benefit of all of that is that sometimes if people aren't traveling or money's a little tight, you get lower prices, and then
probably,
you get the benefit if you are willing to take a trip.
You'll probably see like flash sales for hotel rooms, those sorts of things. They'll
$50
drop
$50 a night.
What they need to do is, you know, well, and the other part of Vegas is they need to knock off the resort fees and all of the extra fine print crap.
Well, that's how they pay for other things, though.
I understand
that. They just tax you with that crap.
So you'll see.
New baseball stadium, resort fee, yeah,
$6. $49 rooms, but then between the resort fee and this fee and the tax and the this and the that, and now it's like $149 room, and you're like, wait.
How
did that happen?
Wait. This looked like a good deal online when I booked.
Exactly.
Now it's not a good deal anymore.
I just think you can't look at fast food as an example now. You can't look at what they've been doing, I would say, now for 8 to 12 months say you can't do it. Because look at fast food. Nobody was going.
Mm.
And now they're like, hey, what about that $5 meal deal thing you guys used to love?
Remember that box for $5? Yes. Used to get a lot of stuff in there. Now you're going to come buy it again.
Like, McDeezy's was becoming restaurant-level pricing. And I'm like, no.
No.
And I don't eat there anyway. But, like,
sure.
I've noticed their commercials is like, the $5 grab bag. And it's like, double cheeseburger, 10 nuggies, fries, and a drink. And I'm like, oh, look what's coming back.
Yeah.
The big meal deals.
You have to entice me as a customer to come back with the correct pricing. I'm not going to overpay for that.
Well,
$45 for a t-shirt is one that I'm like, I'm a hard out on.
And dad hats were $35, and I'm like, dude, I'm not paying $35 for a dad hat.
And Barrett, that's a lot. You didn't have to buy, you know, the ticket thing. You know, sometimes you know people, you get connections, all that kind of stuff. That's steep for me. Like, even if I love Barry Manilow, I would not have spent
it
that
was,
much.
It no was.
Because you know the show's not, like, I'm sure he was fine, but he runs out of gas.
His pipes are still great.
But you're just, it's not, was it the same show as 10 years ago, or how better was 10 years ago? Because it had to have been a better show.
It went long.
He's
better
up there gyrating 10 years ago.
He did do some different things, though. He did some different things because one of the songs, he told a story, and it was about his grandfather who got him into music and used to take him because he lived in Brooklyn, grew up in Brooklyn. And so they would go across the Brooklyn Bridge into Manhattan to these little things where you could record, like, on an old 45. And he had some pictures of it up on the video screen and led into And he actually had a recording of this old thing as Grandpa was trying to get him to sing Happy Birthday on. And it led into stuff. And then he did the coolest thing when he did Mandy, which was his first number one hit in 1974.
Jeez.
So there was a...
2025.
51 years ago.
51 years ago.
So in the 70s and 80s, you used to have shows on like Friday and Saturday night after the late local news that were kind of like music variety shows or whatever. And so it was, there was one there was in 1975 when he performed Mandy, I think, for the first time on television, and they had the TV recording. So that did the first verse. Then he came out and sat on the piano, did the second verse. And then the third verse, they did like the Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole, Unforgettable, where he was doing a duet with himself from 50 years ago.
Mm.
That was cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
But 150.
But 150, Steve. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, the challenge is, again, you're probably, if you love Barry Manilow, you're never going to see him again unless you're in Vegas, right? So this is like the last time. I remember seeing B.B. King near the end. It did not cost $150.
I remember you going to that concert.
He died like legitimately a couple of months later. And I took my dad, because my dad got me into the blues, and it was like, we're never going to see B.B. King again. And I can't remember what small venue it was at, but it was a tiny venue. And I want to say those tickets were like $20,
as they should,
because it was, because I mean, he couldn't move. He sat up there, and it was maybe a 45-minute concert. He sang a couple of hits, gave a like "You Are My Sunshine" at the end, you know, some of that kind of. It was just about seeing B.B. King, knowing he's like 90 years old, and he's probably gonna die.
That was when I saw Isaac Hayes at the Portland Blues Festival. Right, I mean, it was months. Because he did like a half hour.
There's not a lot left, at that point.
He was sitting at the piano mostly, and then he did Shaft at the end and kind of stood up and did the thing.
Just have the ticket and say you saw him, and it's one last time to see an artist that you've always loved.
Yeah, the sad thing is the artists that, like, in our lives, when they get to that point, you're like, damn, dude, this might be it for him.
This might be it. Yeah.
I mean, that was my thinking with Larry David.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect an amazing show. It was a weird show.
He still seems relatively sharp, but he's definitely up there. Like,
he's like 83.
It's deceiving how old he is.
Yeah.
Because he's still acting and coming out with new shows. And he hasn't aged the way that some other people have aged, where you can clearly see it.
Yeah.
But that's definitely in the back of your
mind. No, he was still sharp, and the show was more weird because of the crowd than it was actually him.
Right.
But, you know, when those opportunities arise, you kind of jump on them.
Yeah, somebody said $100 for a big ticket at Moda's not happening. Check out Stevie Nicks. They wanted $300 per ticket. Like, no, dude, I'm not spending that to see Stevie Nicks.
Price gouging, man.
I'm not paying that to go see Stevie Nicks.
So it's funny.
Stevie Nicks is great, but I'm not spending $300 on that ticket.
It was as much about, you know, kind of a night out with the wife, because she... when she was doing her production and her play and all that for like months.
A lot of work.
She's like, she really wanted to do it.
Let your hair down, go out. Let's have some fun.
We had a great time.
Could have taken her on a walk, though, for free.
$300.
Gone
out to dinner for under $100, probably, depending on where you go.
So, no, we had fun. Enjoyed all of the happy hours at the Metropolitan Tavern.
Hey, how was the home happy hour? You know what I mean? Bada boom, bada bing.
It got usurped by Fan Man.
Yeah.
What?
We had some station
Dusty
issues.
Was at your house with your
Dusty
wife?
Dusty was there last night?
Dusty was on the phone. Must have known as soon
you
as...
You put Dusty on the phone in the middle of that?
Hey, no. Good morning,
what do you guys
Dusty.
Talk about?
Try that.
Why don't you try that move, Swag? Try that one out.
Do we still have Chinese fake bang in there?
Oh, it's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's still there.
Out of fear of offending anybody, Jake made a video of that portion of our show yesterday. I didn't repost that at all. I'm just terrified.
Oh, is that video out there? Is that one on the YouTubes?
The internet scares me now. Yeah. I don't repost some things. I'm like, that was fun. I enjoyed it. Listeners seem to enjoy
Somebody is definitely in the comment section calling us a racist.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Without a doubt.
You can't do anything.
That is in the comment section.
You can't do anything without
These
somebody.
Racist. That's not even how you say it.
So racist. Google did it, not me.
It was Google Translate, man. We didn't make up the sound.
Well, I'm glad you had sex with Dusty and your wife last night. That sounds like a good time.
That's pretty cool. That's a good way to get in, you know, in the good with the new brand man, you know.
Give him a little bit of that.
I want to get a taste of, like, what that, how big does that feel, you know? What's he cooking with? What's he got?
I don't know if he would be the one to be able to answer that question, but
get it out of your system, boys.
That's what Dusty did. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to today. We got a Magic Hat Thursdays back.
We do.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
I caught a little bit of a Joe Fisher edition of this show. He did a solo show by himself on
Joe Fish did last week.
Last week.
Well done, Joe Fish.
He did not do a FUPDATE.
Ah.
And so I kind of have a thing that I want to just say outright here. When anybody fills in, I'm very appreciative of them.
Yes.
Because I'd rather have somebody local than to play best of
as
or
am
national.
Because we had, because I knew Friday was a best of because there were other people taking vacation and
sure.
they had to spread.
So
spread
8:30 comes up. He yeah. finishes whatever he's, you know, ranting about.
Probably the Cowboys.
No FUP date.
No FUP date.
I'm assuming he didn't do a Magic Hat.
We did not. That was a
okay,
that was
so
a producer
like,
decision by me.
Well, okay. But like if you fill into a show and there's staples to shows,
yeah.
that has to keep going.
Yeah, you got to keep the staples going.
And I said, "Yo, where was the FUP date?" And he went, "Oh, sorry, I forgot." I go, "Would you fill in primetime and not do in the news?"
Yeah, you do you definitely do in the news.
It's the show, man.
You're doing in the
I'm
news.
I'm sorry. Thank you for filling in. There are segments that have to be executed. The Magic Hat is one of those.
You got to do the Magic Hat every Thursday at 6:30.
So I'm sorry. There was no Magic Hat last week for our listeners. Yeah. We got some Magic Hat this week.
We owe them an apology. You missed a week
do.
Of Magic Hat. We got. We better make up for it. That Magic Hat better be very magic today.
So we'll make up for that. We got a college football guest at 7:30. There's a lot to talk about today. Give you an update on the Open Championship. And we got some fun with audio. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague. On the Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Got the Magic Hat coming up. We'll get to some audio. College football on the docket today. Give you an update real quick. The Open Championship teed off last night around 11 o'clock. Here is your leaderboard.
Give me the names. Give me the names. I want to know the backstory.
Coming in easily right here. He's tied for first.
Yes.
And I'll give you both the names. Number one right now, Jacob Skov Olsen.
Yes. You're a big fan of his game, I'm assuming.
Massive.
Yeah.
Number two. What?
Where's he from?
Yeah, can you? Yeah, what country?
You know the flags?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm reading, all right? Would you let me do the process and then
sure.
you?
Our apologies, right? Yeah, yeah.
I'll right. let you know.
Our bad.
Tied with him at 4-under.
Yeah, who's tied with him?
Hao Tong Lee.
Oh, okay.
Coming in tied for third is Matthew Jordan.
Yes.
One of, like, the crowd favorites there.
Who else is at 3-under?
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Yes, we know him, of course, won a U.S. Open. Yeah. Anybody else at 3-under par right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you not interrupt me with your laughter?
That's just rude. Your laughter
it's
is just serious.
Rude.
We're
serious
trying to
show.
Give a leaderboard update of the Open Championship here.
It's obviously Saddam Kayakwanajana. All right? We obviously know who that is.
Is that close? Do you even know?
I have no clue.
I've never seen that name in my life.
Tied for six is Nikolai Højgaard.
Nikolai.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
One of the Højgaard brothers.
There's two
of them.
There's two.
I know there's two Højgaards.
Two Højgaards.
Two zeros that are X'd out.
Yeah, the zero X's.
Lee Westwood's tied with him. And then we've got Ricky Cabo Adamato. So,
is that a cowboy? Did I catch a cowboy in there?
Nah,
I think I got a cowboy.
The Japanese
in there.
Cowboy.
That's what they call him in the streets.
That's what they call him. That's what the Japanese people call him.
Yeah, that's what they call him in the streets.
It's his nickname to you guys.
And by the way, he's from Denmark, Jacob Skov Olsen.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so
right.
Why don't you stop trying to test me with flag?
Just like the Højgaard brothers.
Exactly.
They produce some golfers over there in Denmark right now.
A. No?
What is
that,
Canadian
the
Canada
joke?
Of Europe all of a sudden?
Is that a Canadian joke? I'm confused with the A there. That one threw me for a loop.
A terrible leaderboard.
Yeah, that was. I mean, look, it's not great. What I would say to everybody is take a deep breath. It is early. There's a lot of tournaments still to be played.
Scheffler's one under through 12.
Yeah, I mean, Fitzpatrick's a major champion. Lee Westwood's a known household name. He's going to fade because he can't win majors.
Rory's teeing off at like 7:20 this morning.
Yeah, Rory's a lot of big names going off later today. They try and split for the TV audience, the early and the late crowd. So you'll get some big names later on. It is early. Give it time because we always do this every major championship on Thursday, like halfway through the first morning round. And it's like, God, this leaderboard sucks. And then Scottie Scheffler ends up winning the tournament. So I have a feeling that will probably happen again this week. We're on a decent streak of major champs. I do love that J.J. Spahn went from a relative nobody to somebody who they're showing a lot of now that he's won a U.S. Open.
He won a
Open.
Major, man.
He won a
he's
major.
He's playing with Shane Lowry.
He's playing with Lowry.
Featured group this morning.
He's back home, and he's just, you know, that's what you get. You win a major championship, all of a sudden we care deeply about J.J. Spahn. So weather has been nasty early on.
Yeah, it's supposed to be not much better than this. Is
no, it's been windy and rainy, and that's, I mean, it's kind of what you want with an Open Championship when you're watching. It's like, I want to feel like I'm playing at Bandon in February because that's the comparison that I have in my mind, and we've all played around like that, and it's not very fun to do, and to see how these guys battle through the conditions.
We'll keep you updated throughout the show on what's going on with the Open Championship. Last night, the ESPYs were on.
The ESPYs did happen last night.
I did not partake.
I didn't either. I watched the clips on Twitter when they would come out, like funny jokes and stuff, but yeah. I didn't watch
Once I missed it, the start, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to wait for the clips.
Yeah, they'll come out. They'll be out eventually.
So Shane Gillis was the host for this thing, and he did not waste any time. He started the entire event with this joke.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
You know, the thing about the ESPYs, I got two more jokes I want to play from him. He had a few that were pretty good.
Yeah.
The thing about it is everybody instantly goes and says, crowd sucks, athletes are still stuck up. And I'm like,
More than actors and musicians?
Well, I remember watching this show. Like, this was like appointment television for me at a large portion of my life.
Yeah, when it first started, it was...
A lot of the athletes never really laughed at anybody doing this show.
No, that's kind of the...
That's always how it's been.
That's a little bit of the bit. That's what it kind of is. You just know you're going to be in a tough room, and a lot of athletes don't like making fun of themselves.
But there's a weird thing with Gillis and the comedians in that circle, the Rogan Bros.
Sure.
Where the people who are huge fans of them want to point out to you that they're definitely the funniest people in the world, but the people in the crowd suck.
Yeah, they just don't get it.
And I'm like, it's been this way forever for any comedian.
Yeah, go. I mean, he made a joke. I don't know if you'll play it or not.
But I got one.
He made the Norm McDonald joke. And if you go back and watch the reaction in the crowd when Norm gave the joke.
Charles Woodson's like, not really laughing.
Dude, he's not.
He's like, okay.
Hold on to your Heisman unless you kill your wife and a waiter. Like, the crowd was it's a bit of a groan. So that's kind of the way it's been for a long time.
He dropped this one as well.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died.
No, actually.
All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
I mean, I'm a Gillis guy. I thought he was pretty good last night.
Yeah, he was good.
I thought he was funny.
This was probably my favorite. Well, he had one on Caitlin Clark and how she wants to work at a Waffle House so she keeps fighting black women.
That's what she's going to do when she retires because she's really into that right now.
This was probably my favorite one. So on this joke, since it's an audio clip, they pan to a person as he's telling this joke, which makes the joke even better.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
To use your friend's wife,
a black woman,
yeah, as an opportunity to make a joke about how the crowd will pander to anything that you say,
anything,
especially in that realm,
yes,
was a brilliantly shaped joke.
Yeah, I didn't find that actually.
Because I saw the start of the joke, yeah, and I thought, oh, okay, That's what is the name of you?
Brittany Hicks.
Brittany Hicks. I thought, okay, I've never heard of Brittany Hicks before, but give it up for Brittany Hicks. She's having a good year. I had no clue.
Even though the funniest thing is the wife he used, she starts clapping.
She does.
And then she sees herself and is like, oh, he's telling the joke.
Son of a B. What are we doing?
She's
here?
Married to a comedian friend of his, yeah. But I actually didn't find that a shot at the WNBA. I found that a shot at everybody else. Always pandering.
Always
at
pandering.
All times, just like, oh, yeah, so great.
We love to support women athletes.
You don't watch
athletes.
It.
No.
You
no,
don't you watch
don't.
It.
No, you don't. Can't tell you the names, and we don't watch it.
I heard the name on the joke, and I'm like, Hicks, Brittany Hicks. Who's this?
Four-time NBA.
I was like, four-time?
What?
How have I never heard the name?
That one was probably the gem of the night last night. That was good.
Yeah. Overall, though, I have no idea how the rest of the show went.
No, I didn't watch. I don't know who else. I know they did the thing for Lee Corso. I didn't want to watch that speech because that's a little challenging, kind of sad. But I saw the video montage that they did for Corso, and that was kind of emotional of like, man, all those great memories on game day and putting on the headgear. So he was like the lifetime achievement guy. I saw they had a pretty funny made up like movie trailer video for the Tush Push and how it got invented.
I think the Eagles won Team of the Year.
And the Eagles won Team of the Year, and he Shocking. Played into that because he's an Eagles fan, and so he made fun of all the other teams while he was announcing the candidates for Team of the Year.
Well, just how they're not as good a team. Yeah,
He just, you know, yeah, did you beat the Chiefs 34? Were you up 34-0 on a team who was going for a three-peat in the Super Bowl? I think the other joke that was probably one of my favorites, too, was he had one on Shador Sanders getting his number retired, and he said it had nothing to do with nepotism at all. He got his number retired because he went 13-12 and almost won the Holiday Bowl. They panned to Lamar Jackson.
Lamar was kind of laughing.
And he was laughing at that one. He thought that was pretty good.
Hey, I thought he was good. I thought he was really good.
I mean,
based on what I
look,
saw.
This
yeah.
is the driest time of the year in sports. You get these little things, the ESPYs come in, dude, and that's what you watch. And
it's an award show nobody cares about anymore.
Yeah, it just kind of faded to obscurity.
It serves no real purpose other than to like let athletes sniff their own farts.
Yeah, that's basically how all award shows are, and I don't really enjoy watching many of them. But the clips of comedians I'll watch, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Let's get to the Magic Hat. Next on The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on.
Basically a bunch of topics,
yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Magic hat time. My guy, Shoffley, even through 14.
Xander Shoffley.
Well, 13. And now 14. He's right there. He's hanging around.
Anything around even par, I think you're going to be okay today. With the bad conditions, nobody's throwing up. Save this for tomorrow. I don't think anybody going 7-8 under par today.
Tough courses to go low.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We haven't done the Magic Hat in a while, so let's jump into it. Swag, what is the old Magic Hat
all
giving
right.
us?
First up.
Now, did you go to the Goodwill Boutique and buy a Magic Hat? Did they have any there?
I went to the Magic Hat Boutique.
Yeah.
And they did not. They had one kind of fedora thing, but they wanted like $37 for it.
This is kind of my point
so
on the price gouging.
That Goodwill boutique down in Selwood, a little bougie.
That was my fear walking by it. I saw it and I thought,
isn't the point of thrift stores now supposed to be like affordable recycling of
yes.
clothing and material?
That was not this store. This store was trying to be.
Yeah.
Like,
it's becoming ridiculous.
There's a couple of them in Selwood.
These are the absolute gems we have.
It's a problem because a lot of people think it's a cool in fashion thing to wear. retro or, you know, old, like that's
I might
a,
have to go to like a
style
costume store, or maybe we'll see
that's
around
a better call
Halloween when all the costumes
yeah, get
start
a cheap
rolling out
garbage one that you can just like, have
yeah
that's
somebody
what
wants to be a magician
all right
something.
Where are we at?
OMG, I can't wait.
Oh, this is great. I know you know of this. I know a lot of sickos out there know of this because we're all outside the window saying, yes, I
yes.
can't wait.
Give me more.
The weekend of August 30th
oh, yeah.
has already been blacked out on my calendar, and there will not be anybody getting me to do anything on that
yes.
day.
It's an incredible opening weekend of college football.
They have spaced it out very well.
Texas, Ohio State.
Yep.
Boom.
Bama, FSU.
Mm-hmm.
LSU Clemson, which is probably the game I'm the most excited for. I know, crazy. Texas Ohio State's playing. I might be the most excited for LSU Clemson.
Two yep. of your least favorite head coaches. Maybe your two least favorite head coaches.
They're in that conversation, but I got a lot of stock in Clemson this year. I think they're going to be in a Final Four.
Montana State, Oregon.
Cal, Oregon State.
Yeah.
Coming
That's
back
actually not a bad opening game.
It's a nice little game.
Nice little opening game.
Syracuse is Tennessee, and I'm just like, Syracuse is fun now. See what Tennessee is. And then the next day on
See
Sunday.
Somebody's getting a shower after the game.
Notre Dame, Miami. In Miami.
Utah, UCLA is another one for me that's kind of random that I'm excited for. That's the night game on Fox.
Oh, dude. Belichick and TCU. Like, there's some sneaky
yeah.
other games,
yeah,
but those are your
Monday.
Biggest games.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's on Monday. Yeah. Virginia Tech, South Carolina, and then Notre Dame, Miami on Sunday. It's an incredible opening weekend of football.
And I'm just, I saw it the other day. I knew it was happening, and I'm like, God. I don't want it to be here because it's only July 17th, but I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that day.
I think I've made I've made the mental switch. I think I'm there. I think I'm ready.
What?
I think
the next month
I've soaked
is
up summer.
Go
it's
real
over.
Real fast.
Nah, I'm done. I'm done with it. My golf game sucks. I got nothing
this
else to do. It's hot.
Out of contention.
Hey, hey, hey! Whoa! I mean, you focus on your Dodgers losing like 10 of 11 going into the All-Star break.
They still have a
still
nice first cushion
place.
Atop the division. Just waiting for the trade deadline when
Shut
they
up,
load up.
I just think it's going to be a great weekend of football, man.
I hope it lives up to the hype. That was one of the critiques I remember having early in the year last year was, hey, I thought this new expanded playoff was going to lead to bigger games, and it felt like there were a lot of weeks early in the season where there was like, hey, what's the slate look like? It sucks. So, great start to the year this year.
All right, what's next in the old Magic hat?
All right. What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do? What do you do? Look, I don't want to get political here.
But
if an individual shows up to your championship
mm-hmm.
and then just takes the trophy of the championship, what do you do? Because the president of our United States of
yes.
America has taken the FIFA Club
World
Cup trophy.
He took the trophy?
He took the actual trophy home and basically said they said I could take it and they should just make a new one.
He just took the trophy.
He just took the trophy.
And did they come out and say, yes, we told him he could have the trophy?
I don't believe that has been confirmed.
I did see that was it this in the United States, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it just happened last week.
I know it just happened. I saw the video of they brought him on for a photo.
Yeah.
And then they tried to usher him out so they could take the championship photo.
And he didn't get that memo.
And he didn't leave. And it was Chelsea that won. And so he's in the championship picture.
Yeah.
When they released.
He was on the stage.
He was on the stage.
When the confetti went off.
When they released their team picture of them winning the championship.
He didn't do the penis dance.
No, he did not.
I was a little disappointed in him.
They photoshopped him out of the picture.
Yeah, they were trying to usher him off so they could celebrate.
He kind of did a little,
hey, dude.
We'll see if he sues him.
Cut that one out right there. I mean, I think Chelsea can find another trophy.
Okay.
Like, I think you call the league and
that's
you say,
fine.
Like,
that's fine.
They'll call
what
FIFA.
Do you do?
FIFA's got money.
If this happens with the Lombardi trophy,
he just takes it from the Eagles.
Like, Putin.
Eagles
just,
are there.
Putin has one of Kraft's Super Bowl rings.
He does.
And that's
yeah.
just gone. You're never getting that back.
No.
So, what do you do?
I think, well, yeah.
Do you publicly call out the president of the United States of America and say he stole something from us?
Probably not. I think I'm calling the league or the
league.
You're calling FIFA.
Calling FIFA and saying, make me another trophy. Or I'm calling the NFL saying, can I get another Lombardi?
You
call something real. Like, they surprised people by beating PSG 3-0.
Is that that was a surprise?
It was a little bit of a shocker.
Yeah,
that
PSG
that
was a big result. Betting favorite going into that.
Upset.
And he just came on the stage and he wouldn't leave and then he just took their trophy.
Now, we got the World Cup coming up, right?
This was the a lot of the venues that were used for that event.
Testing.
Was testing to make sure they got all their
What if he just snags the World Cup trophy? Because that is that when is the World Cup?
Next summer.
Next summer?
Yeah.
I could be, so he'll still be, yeah.
I could be wrong on this, and if I am, correct me, but I believe somebody asked him something about this, and he basically said, if I see something that I like, I'm just allowed to take it.
I'm just grabbing it. I mean, it's not a bad grift if you could get your hands on a Lombardi. Dude, I'd love to have a Lombardi in my man cave.
Well, what if he stole like a Stanley Cup?
Dude, that would be incredible.
I don't think
if I got a Stanley Cup. No, I don't think he could either.
That's 35
You tell me
right
I could.
There.
You don't think he could do this?
I could lift the Stanley Cup.
Lift it.
You imagine that in Arnie's gym. You got that staring at you while you're doing your workouts, doing your crunches on the ground. You got a Stanley Cup right there.
It's just a wild development that the president took the FIFA.
I'm not giving that
Club
back.
World Cup trophy.
This is mine now. I'm the champion. Okay. I'm the champion
the president of everybody.
It's the way soccer works, right?
All right. More Magic Hat next on The Fan.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
There is a video that has surfaced on the internet. I don't know if you guys have seen it out there, but you need to check it out. It is hilarious. Dirt told me about it. So I guess Coldplay was performing at Fenway last night. Special event.
Sox are out of town. All-star break, so no game.
And they pan to the crowd Jumbotron style. And it specifically like pans to a man holding a woman in front of him with their arms, you know, his arms are wrapped around
kinda
her.
Draped over his shoulders,
and
around
he's
the waist.
Behind, and they're enjoying the music. And it panned straight to them, and they instantly caught it. And they do the, oh, my God, and they both turn away and duck out of the camera. They were caught. This was an affair. This was
on a Jumbotron at a concert.
Do you remember the Dallas Cowboy fan holding the woman who looked like she was crying
yes.
in a playoff game photo?
Yes.
And that we found out ended up he was cheating. That was an affair as well. This is the same thing.
It's funny because the reaction to getting off of the Jumbotron makes it even more obvious.
Yes.
It makes
like
it
jumping
way worse.
Off of the camera
yes.
just escalates your yeah. problems exponentially.
We always say that in like when you're doing updates. If you trip up over
just keep going.
Don't stop. The minute you stop, you alert everybody that there's an issue.
Act like you were grabbing something, or you're hey, look at that over there, or you're just having a friendly conversation. It's an easy move out of that.
All right, what's next on the old Magic Hat? We got a lot to get to in
your
the second
boy Shams is full of
Say it. What?
Sheet.
Can you please read what the hat says?
S-H-E-E-T, sheet.
So can you read it in full?
Shams is full of sheet.
Oh, look at you. Close to a drop button there, buddy.
That was close. Careful.
Yeah, there was a guy named Shams Charania that went on the Pat McAfee show and proclaimed out loud, this is going to be the craziest offseason of all time. What a liar. This offseason kind of sucked.
Yeah, not a lot big has really happened.
We haven't seen any. No.
What was the biggest signing? Miles Turner?
That was, I think, the biggest surprise that the Bucks would just eat.
Okay.
Dames, and then they go get it.
But Miles Turner, that's your, and a Kevin Durant trade that we
Durant
all knew was coming.
Everybody knew Durant was going to get traded.
That wasn't shocking.
Yeah. No.
What's the most shocking thing that's happened? Jan Hansen?
I mean, to be honest with you, one of the more shocking things is us trading Anthony Simons. I would have probably told you at the end of the year that wasn't going to happen.
All right,
that's not a needle mover for the NBA.
No. But we knew Boston was going to move off Holiday.
You knew that they were going to try and get off the Holiday deal.
Can it just be noted? You cannot go on like national TV.
I mean, he can because he did, and he's going to keep doing it to try and sell himself more interest. Hey, every time there's an interview with me, you're going to want to watch because this is the biggest offseason ever. Remember, he did this on SVP. He did a hit on SVP right as free agency was about to begin, and it was at like 10 o'clock at night, and I think it began at midnight or whatever.
Oh, maybe it was SVP.
Well, he did the same thing on McAfee. Okay. He said the different quote, but that the one on SVP was basically, don't go to bed.
And
everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
Don't go to bed. What's going to, huh? And then people stayed up, and then it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and nothing happened.
I stayed up an extra hour because I'm like, oh, he told me not to go to bed.
I want to see what the big news is.
LeBron getting traded.
Something's on the horizon.
This is why he'll never be Woj, and he'll never be a Schefter.
Yeah.
He'll be a newsbreaker for a long time. His name will be in our lives for 25 years, and he'll milk this, we got to pay a guy who tweets $10 million a year for some reason. Still don't understand the point of it.
To get information 5 minutes before we would have gotten it.
Not even 5 minutes. Sometimes it's like a minute before. Like, it's one of the biggest grifts in sports media is that those people make the money that they make. Because I'm like, well, are they really entertaining when they're not giving us the agent news?
No, we're all going to find out eventually anyways.
So, like, you know, okay, but this is ridiculous.
Do you get a refund?
I can't wait for Status Story next week, so I want to read the story. Swag, I don't mean to get, put you in a weird state of mind. I already think about this, and I'm 38. And people thinking about how they want to proceed once they pass.
Yeah.
Buried.
Right.
Cremated, sure. All that.
Yes.
There is a program in Texas, based out of Texas, that will basically allow you to be cremated and put your ashes aboard a space rocket.
Mm.
They'll fire the space rocket into space, and they'll shoot your ashes into space. You are buried at space. See you later. You are in space now.
Does the capsule release my ashes, or do I stay in the capsule?
I believe they shoot it out. I don't know.
So I'm just like space dust at that point, maybe floating around?
Basically.
Okay.
Your ashes are.
Okay.
A capsule carrying more than 160 different people who signed up for this
program. I don't like the direction this is going.
NIACS. were launched on June 23rd into space. However, there was a malfunction within the rocket.
Uh-oh.
The rocket then proceeded to come down from just like the outer realm of Earth, and it came crashing back down to Earth. The parachute did not, deploy.
Yeah.
And the rocket smacked into the ocean, and the ashes just scattered all over the ocean.
So now you're spreading the ocean.
And so now instead of being in space like you paid for, your ashes are in the ocean. You're done. They're not going to scoop that up. Do you get it? Does your family or estate get a refund?
I would file a lawsuit, to be honest with you.
If you're not going to refund my money, then we're going to court.
I'm calling a lawyer immediately. This is an opportunity to get rich, and I'm taking advantage of it. If this happens to me and I'm like sending a loved one, this was their
emotional
dream.
Emotional distress.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Like resting places
$50 million.
For remains. Some people want to hold on to them. Some people don't, want to spread them in certain places. I've had all sorts of family members who have done different things.
My Papa's last wish.
His dream was to be in space his entire life.
So here's the messed up part. Part of this is orbiting Earth, which is, it's so weird that they have to come to an agreement. They're dead, and their wishes to orbit around Earth and then be shot into space. The company basically came out and apologized for having this. This was the first one, by the way. But
this is the first time they did it, or the first mishap?
No, this was the first.
The opening, like, hey, we're a new business. Come work with us.
We're launching. Quite literally launching.
Yeah.
The company came out and apologized, but then they said, we completed two orbits around Earth. That meets the criteria for a successful Earth orbit.
There's 162 lawsuits coming.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit
166,
coming.
Technically.
You're going to hear from my lawyer immediately. I'm suing you for everything you got.
They called it dispersing the contents at sea.
Get the hell out of here. Also, space, I'm out on that. Don't shoot me to space.
Why?
I don't know.
You got against. I'd
rather be
totally cool with this
somewhere that I enjoyed, not some unknown. What am I going to do in space? Float around?
We don't have enough.
Put me
time.
On a golf course somewhere. Somebody get a ticket to the Masters and go walk around Augusta.
My mom recently went on this weird rant where she was just like, "Don't dump my ashes at the ocean. Why? Just don't.
She didn't want to be in the ocean. Respect her wishes.
No, I
she wants
will.
To be on land. I don't like water.
She wants to be off like a trail in the woods. And
yeah,
like,
no,
we
we're
never
talking.
Went hiking. What? you are the reason I hate camping. Like, why do you want to go?
Doesn't make any sense.
Hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.